Gilliard was the local branch organiser of a neo-Nazi group, while Davison founded the Aryan Strike Force, the members of which went on training days in Cumbria, where they flew swastika flags. Thomas Mayer, who was also widely described as a lone wolf, does appear to have been an authentic loner, yet his involvement in right-wing extremism goes back decades. In May 1999, the National Alliance, a white supremacist organisation in West Virginia, sent Mayer manuals that explained how to construct bombs and assemble homemade pistols. 17 years later, when police raided his home after the murder, they found stacks of far-right literature, Nazi memorabilia, and cuttings on Anders Breivik, the Norwegian terrorist who murdered 77 people in 2011. Even Breivik himself, who has been called the deadliest lone wolf attacker in Europe's history, was not a true lone wolf. Prior to his arrest, Breivik had long been in contact with far-right organisations. A member of the English Defence League told The Telegraph that Breivik had been in regular contact with its members via Facebook and had a hypnotic effect on them. If such facts fit awkwardly with the commonly accepted idea of the lone wolf, they fit better with academic research that has shown that very few violent extremists act without letting others know what they may be planning. In the late 1990s, after realising that in most instances, school shooters would reveal their intentions to close associates before acting, the FBI began to talk about leakage of critical information. By 2009, it had extended the concept to terrorist attacks and found that leakage was identifiable in more than four-fifths of 80 ongoing cases they were investigating. Of these leaks, 95% were to friends, close relatives, or authority figures. More recent research has underlined the garrulous nature of violent extremists. In 2013, researchers at Pennsylvania State University examined the interactions of 119 lone wolf terrorists from a wide variety of ideological and faith backgrounds. The academics found that even though the terrorists launched their attacks alone, in 79% of cases, others were aware of the individual's extremist ideology, and in 64% of cases, family and friends were aware of the individual's intent to engage in terrorism-related activity. Another more recent survey found that 45% of Islamic militant cases talked about their inspiration and possible actions with family and friends. While only 18% of right-wing counterparts did, they were much more likely to post telling indicators on the internet.